Hello everyone and welcome to the TGI Patreon mini for the week of January 7th. That's right, it is 2018 and this is the first Patreon mini of said year. Without further delay, let's get into it because these are supposed to be short. What am I doing? If you watched or even heard last week's episode, you probably noticed I'm in my new office. I'm still setting things up, still getting things organized. Some new equipment for the microphone, some new stuff for the office to kind of bounce some echo off. So if you heard some weird things, like, I don't know, a heating vent, it was like minus 30 here last week, and I forgot to cover the heating vent, so I was toasty, but you all heard that. So next week, we'll have more kinks worked out, and hopefully by the end of January, this place will be rock solid, and we'll be able to move forward. As for video games, speaking of rock solid, I am still playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I just finished Chapter 3. That game continues to surprise me. I'm not one for Japanese RPGs, and you might have gathered that whenever I poke fun at them for saying they're super Japanese. This one's very super Japanese. Something happened at the end of Chapter 3. I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm hoping eventually we'll be able to talk about it on the show because, honestly, that game just it keeps surprising me. And the end of that chapter was pretty moving, and there were characters that changed and in interesting ways, so it'll be interesting to see how the conflict continues in that game. And I can't say more without spoiling it, but if you have a Switch and you're into RPGs, Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is something you should check out. I started Hand of Fate 2 on PC. Now, I'm going to be honest, this was a game that I picked up in late 2017, but just haven't had a chance to play it until this weekend. It's really good. It builds upon what made the first one a lot of fun. It's basically a deck builder that builds the encounters that you come across. So, for example, there are these challenges that are presented, and it's all based on a deck of cards. And basically, the dealer will say, okay, let's lay all these cards face down, and here's the scenario. You're in a vast woods, and you have to go through the woods to find these four relics. And you see pieces moving across the board, and you see different things happening. And as you move, you flip cards. And I mean, to explain the whole thing here would not make this a mini, but I'm playing through it. I'm going to get some more time in it, and hopefully I'll be able to talk about it in the coming weeks, if not this week. But Hand of Fate 2 is excellent. If you love the first one, this one improves upon that one immensely. My biggest kudos to the sequel is that I hate card builders in the sense that they don't treat me like enough of an idiot. This one dumbs down a lot of stuff that deserves to be dumbed down. So for example, an encounter says, hey, this encounter is going to require you to have a lot of map reveal, a lot of extra food, and you're going to be fighting a lot of northerners. That'll all make sense if you're playing the game. And based on those three aspects, you can go into the deck building and say, okay, I need to make sure I have these cards. And the cards that apply to those requirements will have a highlighted blue icon telling you, like, oh, this card is good to put in your deck because it'll give you extra food when you successfully complete the challenge. Honestly, just these little things that turn a game that would completely turn me off into something that is really exciting. Plus, there's Batman combat. Not as tight as most of the other games that borrow from that system. Very loose and often punishing in a way that you feel isn't your fault. However, once you get that timing down, it's a little sloppy, but once you get it down, it feels a lot of fun. And I know a few people have mentioned I talk about games on here that I don't plan on bringing up on the main show, and one of those is Torchlight Guardians. If you remember Torchlight 1 and 2, we might have talked about it on the show. I remember 2 came out during our podcast. I really liked that series. It was a very cutesy, very very good Diablo-esque game. And when they announced that the studio behind those games, Runic, was closing down, but they said there would be a further surprise for mobile users, this was what they were talking about, Torchlight Guardians. It's a free-to-play dungeon crawler, which is very linear and sets up these arenas that you traverse and then fight, and you try to do three different challenges, get 3 stars, and you move forward. There are login bonuses, there are purchasables in the store, you can buy boosts. It's not garbage, but it certainly makes you want Torchlight 3, and I think that's the biggest problem with the game. So, I don't know, if you're interested, it's free to play, check it out. There are 4 classes. The look and feel of each character is basically, there are three different look and feels for each class per gender. So you can check that out. There's not a lot to it. And honestly, it doesn't feel... I know I shouldn't be surprised, but it looks worse than Torchlight games. I know it's on mobile. I know it's on iOS. I was playing on the iPad Pro. It just doesn't look that great. So, as for Jocelyn, I texted her. She is going to be moving into her back catalog as January is a barren wasteland of video games. There's really not a lot happening. And she mentioned Assassin's Creed Origins. Honestly, I'm going to spend the next 3 days trying to get her just to play Xenoblade Chronicles 2 because she should play something that's fun. Sorry. Anyways, upcoming events. January is pretty quiet, but, you know, it's always fun to talk about what's coming in 2018. So why don't we focus on that? I want to know what you are looking forward to playing in 2018. Now, I know January is a weird month to ask that question because a lot of the games coming out in 2018 haven't been announced or haven't got a solid release date. Honestly, I can't think of one game besides God of War, but it doesn't have a release date. So as the months continue, we will start to get more solid dates. And I find around E3 is kind of when you know, okay, here's the solid slate of games coming out in 2018. But that's in June, and it's January, and we got to talk about something. So tell us what you're looking forward to in 2018, and we're going to talk about that on the show, possibly this week or next, depending on how much gaming we get in. Well, New Gamers Inn will record live this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Would love to hear your feedback, like, and comment on this post. Let's start a dialogue. If you like this edition of the Gamers Inn, let us know. And if you ever notice any like technical glitches, especially on the Patreon Mini, let me know. You know, I'm still working on the setup here. We'll get there, but I'm hoping it won't take too much longer, so hang tight, and we'll talk to you in a couple days.